We're back with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The Geneva Auto Show, the world's most spectacular auto show, is underway in Geneva, and the LA Times Pulitzer Prize-winning car writer Dan Neal is there and joining us from a studio in Geneva. Hi, Dan. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Alex. Nice to be here.
This is the 100th anniversary Geneva Auto Show, or at least they had one show 100 years ago, although for some reason they called this the 75th anniversary show. Anyway, I guess it's pretty great.
That's right. There was a brief timeout for World War II, and then in the first years, they just couldn't get the balloon up for like 10 years. And so it is the 75th edition and the 100th anniversary.
Well, what do you
see? You know how the Swiss are. They're very big about timekeeping.
They keep track of these things. What do you see that you like car-wise?
The Europeans are very big on diesel technology, and Mercedes brought out a bunch of really nice diesel engines that they're going to put in everything. They're going to put a diesel engine in their sports cars. And then, of course, there's the Rennspeed Senso. This car monitors your moods and adjusts accordingly. If you're feeling sleepy, it will, you know, produce an orange light that wakes you up, and it will also release a citrus scent that alerts you.
Maybe if you're angry, it'll put on the brakes or something.
Actually, if you fall asleep, it will shake the chair under you. It will, you know, hey, wake up, get up.
I could use one of those in the studio.
I tell you what, my old car does that, you know, and it's in a kind of a low-tech way. I think I got a bad spring or something.
How about auto business trend-wise, Dan? What do you see?
Well, it's a small world after all, and getting smaller. One thing is that General Motors is making a big push into Europe. Now, they've tried this a couple of different times, a couple of different ways. But this year, Cadillac introduced the BLS, which is really kind of an awful moniker if you think about it, especially if you take shorthand. But anyway, this car is a small BMW fighter, and they're going to sell it in Europe. And also, General Motors bought 1,500 Daewoo dealerships and converted them into Chevy dealerships. And now you can get Chevys all across Romania. You can get one in France. You can get one in England. So that's fun. And they're built in Korea. So, you know, the world is getting smaller. GM is going to build the Cadillac in Saab's plant in Sweden. So because General Motors owns Saab, and they, you know, had a bunch of Swedish guys standing around wondering what to do, and so they're going to let them build the Cadillac.
Dan, I went to the Geneva Auto Show website, and you can find a link there from our website, by the way, npr.org. I saw a picture of this car I have never heard of before. It's called a Pagani Zonda F, and if you could bring one back to LA, I would be so grateful.
It does look like something from the Battlestar Galactica set dressing, doesn't it? It's pretty sleek. They'll build you a car, no problem, and it cost you $1 million. Also, Bugatti, another name that has been kicking around for a while, they keep threatening to bring their $1 million car to the U.S. It's about, I think it's $1.3 million the last time anybody asked, and they've had a lot of trouble with it. The big problem is that when it goes really, really fast, it takes off like a plane, and that can be a big problem on the interstate.
I'll bet. Dan Neal at the Geneva International Auto Show this week. You can read Dan's Pulitzer Prize-winning car column, Rumble Seat, in the LA Times. Dan, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex. Glad to be here.